What is controlling your thoughts? What is enslaving you? Is it the television set? Feeding your mind images of what life should be? Is it the internet drawing you in and controlling your time? Is it drugs or alcohol numbing your brain and diminishing your desires? Or is it weakness? A lack of discipline that prevents you from accomplishing what you want to accomplish. And we get very caught up in instant gratification. We want the shortcut to the winner's podium. We want results now. And when we don't get the short-term glory, sometimes we lose sight of those long-term goals. They fade. We lose focus. So we stop the daily tasks and the daily disciplines that will allow us to achieve our goals. Then a day slips by, and then another day. Then a day turns into a week, and a week into a year, and you look up in 6 weeks, or 6 months, or 6 years, and you've made no progress, none. You lost sight of the long-term goal, and it faded, and you began to rationalize. Maybe I can't. Maybe I don't really want to. Maybe this goal isn't for me. And so you give up. You settle for the status quo. You settle for the easy road. You settle for, oh well. No. Don't do that. Embed that long-term goal in your mind. Burn it into your soul. Think about it. Write about it. Talk about it, hang it up on your wall, but most important, do something about it. Every day. Every day, do something that moves you toward that goal, that keeps that goal alive and in sight and in focus. However small or insignificant that step might seem, take it. Do it. Make it happen. Because that goal isn't going to achieve itself. It is all on you.
Make a damn schedule and stick to it so that you have the day you want. That's the trick. It's like, okay, I've got tomorrow. If I was going to set it up so it was the best possible day I could have, what would it look like? Well, then you schedule that.
So if you want more free time, you need more disciplined time. More scheduled time towards the things that matter, the more vacation time for you and your family. That's how you get ahead.
What's your distraction? Just be honest. Are you distracted by ESPN? Are you distracted by movies, Netflix, video games, gossip? Are you distracted with things that don't matter in your life? Ask yourself truthfully, your big goals and dreams. Can you get laser obsessively focused almost to its exclusivity for an extended period of time? I'm talking about a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, even a decade. Towards something you want so badly, you want it like oxygen. It's like you want it like you want to live. Are you extendedly laser focused on it, or do you get distracted easily? Our obsessions become our possessions, but we won't possess them if we're not truly obsessed. Turn your damn TV off. Turn your phone off a lot too. Does it really matter what's going on with the Kardashians right now? Don't be so obsessed with them. Be obsessed with your own reality TV program called your own life. This suffering, this sacrifice you're making is an indicator of progress. It's an indicator of obsession. Suffering and sacrifice and hard work is an indication of progress towards our dreams. The price you will pay for not making your dream come true is far greater than the one that you will pay to make it come true. You'll pay that one the rest of your life. And so ask yourself what you're willing to risk. What's the price you're willing to pay?
Stop negotiating the price. It's a freeing experience to totally commit. When you totally commit to a business, to your fitness, it's a freeing, powerful, it's almost like removing kryptonite from your life when you totally commit. Can you do that? The people around you are saying, it's costing too much. You guys are going, no, it's worth it.